Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim coming to you today with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And today we're coming from the home of Associate Pastors Chip and Candace Brim in Skytook, Oklahoma. They pastor along with longtime senior pastor Lee and Jan Morgans. And Chip also travels in ministry, half-time pastoring, half-time ministering, out on the road. So he sees both sides of this subject that we're going to be having today. Also today with me are my two daughters, and they'll be chiming in, Shelley and Brenda. And Chip, what is it that you and I have seen lately?
Well, now that I'm pastoring, Mom, I'm spending a lot more time praying for pastors. So that's one thing. But I came back from a series of meetings, and I just had to call Mom, and I said, Mom, it seems like there is an epidemic of fear in the body of Christ. Not just in the world, but in the body of Christ. And so I called her, and I said, Mom, what do you think about this? And all of a sudden, you were reminded of something.
Well, I was, and I too have been seeing it, because I go out on the road, and you know, and I talk a lot about the end times, the end of days, and people are coming up to me with fear in their voice. Shall I do this? Do I need to do that? Do I need to get a food supply for 10 years? What do I need to do? But the thing about it is, you cannot be motivated by fear. Fear, to tell you the real truth, is a sin. So when Chip called me and he talked about how much he was seeing fear as he was out on the road, it reminded me of something I read by David Barron.
And so the Holy Ghost took over.
The Holy Ghost.
I mean, he absolutely took over the conversation. And he was just putting things and showing things to you and me and together at the same time. And it got really exciting.
You know how, have you ever had a witness of the Spirit come down over you? And even your body will start tingling. And that's how it was as we talked. And suddenly I remembered something David Barron wrote. Now, David Barron, I've read a lot by him. He was born 1855 in Russia, a Jew, trained in the best rabbinical schools. But then he saw that Jesus is the Messiah. So he spent the rest of his life as a marvelous teacher and author, writer, about our roots, the roots of Christianity in the Hebrew. And so I remembered something that he wrote as a comment on Isaiah 51. And in Isaiah 51, God is talking to Israel, and he is rebuking them because of fear. So I want to read you the scripture first. Isaiah 51:7. Hearken unto me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my word. Fear you not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings. Verse 12, I am he that comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man, which shall be made grass? And forgettest the Lord Jehovah thy maker, who stretched out forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor when he aims or makes ready to destroy. Why are you fearing the oppressor and not looking to me? You've forgotten me. So the word says you forgot the Lord. So this is what he wrote about it. It is not only foolish, said Barron, and unreasonable for Zion to fear, but sinful. For sin, for fear is the offspring of unbelief and the result of forgetfulness of God. I'm going to read that again. Fear is the offspring of unbelief and the result of forgetfulness of God. You fear because you forget me, God said, and only look around about and see what the enemy is doing, making ready to destroy. So I said that to Chip. It's a sin. Fear's a sin.
And you said to me, fear is forgetting God.
Fear is forgetfulness of
and
God.
And I said to Mom, I said, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, what's the opposite of fear? Faith. We both said faith at the same time.
At the same time, we said
and
faith.
I said, what was the opposite of forgetfulness? And we both said remembrance. And then that's when you brought up.
Yeah, I brought up what Jesus said. Jesus said when he was talking to them in John chapter 14, he said to them that now it's very important that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter cannot come. And he said, here's what the Comforter is going to do when he comes. And this is John 14, 26. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Ghost.
Who is he?
The Holy Ghost.
The same one Jesus was anointed with?
Yes.
Oh.
The Comforter, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your
remembrance.
Whatsoever I have said unto you. So fear is the opposite of faith. What is the answer for fear? Faith.
Right.
Where does faith come from? Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, we read from the Old Testament that fear shows forgetfulness of God. Whatever you fear, you forgot how big God is in that area.
Mm.
Let's say you fear heights. Well, I trust God in everything, but I'm afraid to go up on a roof. What if it's fear of flying? I trust God everywhere that he can take care of me, except if I'm in an airplane.
So you kind of, like you said, you referenced before a pet fear. Like
a pet
fear. You just kind of owned it. It's not a, it's just you stay away from it, but that's what I'm fearful of.
Yeah.
Even
you don't deal with it.
Yeah. Just little ones like that.
Fear of the dark.
Yeah.
And then some are not so little, like fear of failure.
Failure.
Fear of losing your job. Fear of not being able to pay the rent. Those are reality, real things.
Oh, yeah.
So what and what is the opposite of fear? Faith. Where does faith come from? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So to get faith for trusting God in an airplane, trusting God to meet your rent, trusting God to keep you well, it's going to come from the word of God. Now remember what Barron said, and what actually Isaiah said. Fear is the offspring of unbelief and shows forgetfulness of God. That's what God said. You forgot me. And God reminded them, I didn't take time to read it, but God reminded them that he brought them through the Red Sea. He reminded them that he created everything in the beginning.
Yeah, all through the Old
all
Testament.
All the things he reminded them of in this passage.
Yeah.
And here he said, you are sitting there afraid just because of what you think the enemy is going to do.
Yeah.
Of his plans to destroy. So, faith, that's the answer for fear. You're going to get it from the word of God. And the answer for forgetfulness is remembrance. And the Holy Ghost who lives in you, what did Jesus say?
Jesus said, there's going to be one who comes and he's going to help you bring all things to your remembrance. He's going to help us. You're not on your own. But we need to have a word intake in there for him to help us.
Well, what did he say he's going to bring to your remembrance? What things
he said.
Said. Who said?
The word.
God said. The word said.
Yeah.
So he's going to bring to your remembrance the word. Do you ever remember a time, when you were in a certain situation and the Holy Ghost just brought up a scripture?
Oh, yeah.
And that was just the scripture you needed at that time. And it got you out of that situation. If you said it, where is faith? Two places. Romans 10, 9 and 10. With the heart, man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made unto. That's how you got born again. In your heart, you believe God raised Jesus from the dead, and with your mouth, you said, I take him as my Lord. So faith is in your heart. How does it get in there? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If you do not put word in your heart, you don't have anything for the Holy Ghost to remind you of.
There it is. So a low word intake could hurt you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So if there's an area in your life that you may be struggling in fear, there may be a low word intake in that area.
You remember when you were a kid and you young, and you were so, you would get kind of sick at your stomach before ball games and things.
Yeah, a long time ago, a little. Well, just nervousness.
Yeah, but it was
fear.
It was fear. So what did I tell you to do about it? How, what was your word intake at that time?
Low, no, zero.
None. So anyway, I told him, I said, Chip, and we're going to talk more about this verse down through the week. I said, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And I told you to write that down. Tell what I told you to do.
Oh, that was a different situation.
Well, go ahead and tell it, or tell it tomorrow. You want to wait?
Yeah,
until
let's
tomorrow?
Wait tomorrow.
We're
going to
wait until
one.
Tomorrow. But you take the word of God, such as that scripture.
Yeah.
God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of
love. I know the first thing you said was, Chip, the Bible doesn't say, and I've heard this a million times from you, the Bible doesn't say you have whatsoever you thinketh. It says you have whatsoever you saith. Chip, you have to say this.
You have to say faith.
Yeah.
You have to say it. The faith that drives away the fear. Talking about fear being a sin. And that's what he said. That's what David Barron wrote. He said, it was not only foolish and unreasonable for Zion to fear, but sinful. For fear is the offspring of unbelief and the result of forgetfulness of God. God said, you fear because you forget me. And you only look around about and see the enemy making ready to destroy. God has a little catalog of sin. I heard Brother Hagin say this years and years ago, Shelley. God has a little category of sin in Revelation 21:8. And he put as number one, in order, fear. Number two, unbelief. Then abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters. Brother Hagin said, we might have put whoremongers first, but not God. He put fear first and unbelief second. Chip, we're going to come back tomorrow and we'll talk, or another day this week. We're going to talk about this all this week because it's such a challenge in the body of Christ. But even God in the New Testament tells us fear is a sin. So you want to get rid of fear.
Interesting, Mom, fear and unbelief's there. And I think of Jairus real quick. And the thing he said was, fear not.
What Jesus said to Jairus.
Only believe.
Yeah. The first two topics.
Yeah, the first two topics right there.
Fear not. They came and told Jairus, your daughter's dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore. He got interrupted on the way by the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus turned to Jairus and said, what do you say, Chip?
Fear not. Only believe.
Only.
But here's the good news real quick, guys. We have a Holy Spirit who will help us bring in remembrance to fight this fear.
Hallelujah. We trust you have enjoyed this program and these weeks on fear. We recognize that it's almost like one of our presidents said, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. To help you, we have two books we want you to have. The Authority of the Believer by John A. MacMillan and The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. MacMillan said in the foreword to his books that this age that we're in right now is knowing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer, and that is the prayer of the authority of the believer. The bloodline, how to draw them. We're offering two books, The Authority of the Believer by John MacMillan and The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. I want you to have these books, so much so that we're offering them to you as a radio package for $10 plus shipping. Just write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, or go online to billybrim.org or order 1-800-972-3447.